Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, January the 24th, 2023. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the issue of drugs and substance abuse among youths in Zimbabwe in view of a march by school children, parents and the police in Bulawayo's Entumbane high-density suburb yesterday. But first, an update on bail efforts by 26 opposition Citizens Coalition for Change or CCC members who were arrested over the weekend and charged with holding an illegal gathering at the residence of Budiriro Member of Parliament, Mr. Costa Machinga Uta. Lawyers for the accused continued arguments for their clients to be released on bail today, with CCC Interim Leader Nelson Chamisa in attendance and following court proceedings from the gallery. Before the court was gaveled into session, Mr. Chamisa had an opportunity to greet and shake hands with some of the accused members of his party, including Mkoba lawmaker Amos Chibaya and Zengeza West MP Job Sikala, who's been languishing in remand prison for more than 7 months now. Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo Live Talk, The Connection, okuluhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Namhlanje sibuyela njalo kudaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Sikhuluma ngontanga phela. Kodwa singakayi kulolu daba, siza kuya emthethwandaba kancane lapho umkhokheli webandla le-CCC, uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa ahambe khona namuhla uyasekela amalunga ebandla lakhe angamashumi amabili lasithupha 26 abotshelwe eBudiriro ngempelasonto esetheswa icala lokwenza umhlangano engelamvumo yamapholisa. Kwaziwa iba Tereri Nasi Muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka muZimbabwe zvikuru sei nevechidiki. Asi tisati tasvika ipapo tine nyaya yemutungamiri weCCC vaNelson Chamisa avo vaenda kumatare nhasi kunotsigira nhengo dzebato ravo dzakasungwa kuBudiriro pakupera kwesvondo dzichipomerwa mhosva yekuita musangano dzisina mvumo yemapurisa. Speaking to reporters after court, Mr. Chamisa blasted President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government, saying it was harassing members of his party because it was scared of certain defeat in the coming elections.
Zviri kuitika izvi kupererwa kwava Munangagwa kutsvaga utano mugate inokuti hauwaniswe mugate ka ndosaka makuona gonda rashaya niyo rinokumba nemarara ndosaka vakungonochero chavabata kunonga unononga madhara aito zviraramira achifamba mustriti kubudiriro instead yekuti vanhu vasumudzirwe vanhu vanokanganiswa izvo zvinoratidza kupererwa asi kazvinoreva kuzvava kunopera ndoziva kuti makata anoshora matero so tachitaura vana Sikala vese vanachibaya vese vari kutambudzwa vatungamiri vedu vana Machinga Uta simbai hakuna chinouya nyore nyuchi dzinoruma ndo dzine uchi zvingarema zvingaoma asi makata anoshora matero.
Thank you. CCC Interim Leader Mr. Nelson Chamisa there talking to journalists after attending a bail hearing for 26 members of his party arrested in Budiriro at the weekend. Elsewhere, President Emmerson Mnangagwa left the country for Senegal today for a food summit to be attended by 20 African heads of state in the capital, Dakar. The so-called Dakar 2 Feed Africa Summit runs under the theme Feeding Africa, Food Security and Resilience. Zimbabwe is one of the African countries with high levels of food insecurity in the 2022-23 farming season. About 3.8 million people are projected to face acute food insecurity during January through March 2023. Now back to our main topic, drug and substance abuse getting out of hand in Zimbabwe. With the police, parents and school children in Bulawayo joining hands and marching in the city's high-density suburb of Entumbane yesterday, calling for young people to refrain from substance abuse, which can have a detrimental effect on one's mental and physical health. Police have mounted a crackdown in the area, with several suspects appearing in court these days. Here is Provincial Police Spokesperson Inspector Abednego Ncube talking to VOA Studio 7 reporter Ezra Chisaspanda.
Today we are seeing ZRP in Entumbane, the community of Entumbane, secondary schools in Entumbane, high-end colleges coming together to carry some crime awareness campaigns against drug abuse. And this is our main business and our day-to-day operations, that we analyze crime, and if we find a situation going out of hand, we meet our stakeholders and map a way forward. Entumbane has been identified as a drug-affected place, even though some of the information is not true. The issue that 17 youth were detained from Entumbane for drug abuse is not true. No one is coming up to confirm. But however, we appreciate that drugs are being abused in Entumbane like any other area. So the community that we are seeing today in Entumbane is that they are coming, rising up against the drugs, together with the police, our stakeholders, and everyone. We have arrested Lydia Ndovu, who was bringing her name as Lydia Mchimkulu, to evade or to avoid the previous convictions to be identified or noted. However, through police diligence, everything was picked up and she is now remanded in custody to the 2nd of February. So we are coming to the world to say Entumbane, as much as say it is a drug-infected area, that is not the case. But the Entumbane community has come up to fight drugs. We have come to the youth, to the children, to the elders, parents, guidance, to say any case, any issue of drug abuse should be reported to the police. And even citizen arrest is also allowed. So these are the campaigns that we have been doing. We met a lot of work throughout the whole of Entumbane, inviting people, as you are seeing this large crowd behind me, that we are saying together we can win this problem of drugs.
Kungabe kuyini amadrugs avela ngaba apheka benze njani bathola ngapha
kulezinto ezinjengembanje ezinye ungathola zingaba zivela phandle ezinye ziyaba zilinywa locally khonapha ngoba umuntu esimbophile obela ama-sachets amancane okutshengisa ukuthi ubegoqela nje okuncane lawo la ma-drugs like onjengu lava abanye they find them locally kungananzelela umkhulumeli wethu wamapolisa national ukukhulumile izolo emaphepheni ukuthi kule company ebanjiweyo ilotshwala obuningi illegal obungenile basebebotshwala bobantu. So ziningi izinto kodwa okuningi esesikwazi ikuthi njengeNtumbane izinto ebezihlupha eNtumbane zikhona lapha eNtumbane, yibo izakhamuzi ziyakwazi ukuthi abantu abadila la ma-drugs lawo ngobani. Sesithi whether kuvela phandle kumbe phakathi kwelizwe, sithi njengeNtumbane njengeBulawayo asikuvaleleni kungangeni emzini omkhulu wakoBulawayo.
Kusuka lapha-ke la kwamanye amalokishi kumbe seliqedile ngeNtumbane.
Okwalamhla lapha sisaqedile kodwa silama operations afana nayo njengoba umnyaka uqalile. We set our targets ukuthi izigaba zonke sizazihamba. And the mass sends a look. Nama campaigns exercise kulandelwa ngama operations sesireda ukuthi abantu bangathi bajomile. Umuntu odila ama drugs okungcono ukuthi ayekele ngoba sithi drug abusers, drug dealers, nanzelelani wa on your toes.
Abo vanga bari mutauriri wa mapurisa kuBulawayo Inspector Abednego Ncube vachitaura apo nemutori wedu enau Ezra Chisaspanda neZuro paurongwa hwekuratidzira hwakabatanidza mapurisa, vabereki uye vana vechikoro vachichema-chema nekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka kuEntumbane kuBulawayo. School children also spoke at the Entumbane march yesterday, decrying drug abuse by their peers. These ones delivered their message through a performance.
Is this what the world has become by witch?
Is this what the world has become by witch? With so much goodness to make it change. I it
Good job. What a performance there. A member of the police anti-drug unit was also on hand to explain the signs parents must look out for to spot a drug user.
It's one of the most commonly abused drugs. But in Jengo, Simon and Jan, it's what in Mama tells who was a visitor in Jengo. Who was another in Jengo, Yamona, who was at Umzima, who was in Kanda, the other in Kula, it's not in Hukuka. Simon and Hukuka, Itua, Mulia Munana, I think who was a good but the person will be suffering from dehydration. You go back and we need to have that in Munani. It's one of the things you have to think about before you engage into starting to use in Yengu. From Yengu, I'll go to talk about this kind.
Anzi na maya wangawajitana ngura. Anzi wavana wechidiki mawanza njengu nemba nje. Weze anzi kuona munu. Anoshamisa njengu. Anzi anokurane msoro. Chete and munu anoshandisa mpanje. Anourane mpanje steriki. Anzi anoonekwa ne appetite. Anzi majikiru achoka. Anokachika maza. Meno anosuta mpanje ndizwe rei. And now to help us discuss this very important topic, we are joined by Tania Marumga, director of the organization Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. Tania, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you very much. The name of your organization is very curious, Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. I must confess, it's the first time I heard about your organization today, and I thought I should bring you on air. What exactly are you about? Are your members drug users?
Sorry?
Is your organization an organization of people who use drugs?
Yes, it is. It is actually an organization that is peer-led by people who are currently using and by people who are former users of drugs, yeah. So we are mainly into what you call harm reduction. This is another method of fighting substance abuse. It's a way of we are advocating for harm reduction services, which is an activity which prioritizes public health and the well-being of people who use drugs. We understand that everyone is saying people need to stop using drugs, people need to get rehabilitated, but who is talking to them right now? The thing is, we are like a bridge between the public health institutes as well as the people who use drugs. We get to attend meetings which some of the people who use drugs are not allowed to even attend. We pass on information. We teach those people who use drugs about what drugs are, what they do, the characteristics, stimulants, depressants, and hallucinations, hallucinogens. And then we also educate them about the effects of these drugs that they're using to their bodies, that if prolonged use can cause diseases. We're just teaching them, you know, nobody really talks to people who are using drugs. It's like we are sidelined. There's what you call intoxiphobia, where it's the discrimination of people who use drugs and stigma. So we are that organization that is led by people with experiences in drug use and others who are currently using drugs. And we are also educating our peers who are using drugs on the dangers of using drugs. And we are also trying to get the government to understand that people who use drugs are not what people say we are. Not all of us are criminals. Not all of us are thugs or prostitutes, as they say. We can be functional members of the community as well, despite using drugs.
Thank you.
So that's part of what Zimpod is really all about.
Okay.
And it's very controversial.
Yeah, thank you. I have more questions, and I'll be coming back to you there. Tania. We are also joined now by Bulawayo Councillor for Emganwini, Ubaba Mpumelelo Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Siyabonga Moyo. Siyazi ngomunye wama councillor kuBulawayo aphatheke kabi kakhulu. Ngodaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa, siyazi lo hlelo oluzayo kusikhathane esilandelayo uke waba lolunye kunsukwana ezedluleyo. Izolo sibone amapholisa ebamsana labantwana labazali eNtumbane bekhankasela ukuthi hayi abasebenzisa izidakamizwa manini, thiyanani lalowo mkhuba ngoba ngumkhuba omubi kakhulu. Ungathi udubo lolu lubhaye kanganani edolobheni lakoBulawayo?
Ngibonga Mnumzana. Udubo lolu luvamile kakhulu, njalo siyabona imihla yonke abantwana kuthiwa sekulesebenzi sebe-admithiwe kubongotsheni. Yinto ephilayo, yinto ekhona, yinto eselimaze abantwana bakoBulawayo. Njalo singathi mebhasilimaze iZimbabwe yonke ebantwaneni, iyaphila sibili indaba le yama-drugs ezidakamizwa. Umkhankaso lo wadwenziwe makulu ifithi kuhle khona ngoba mina ngikubona kwabo kimi staff la nto singathi ukuthi ngobe le ama trucks kamizo ngoba laba ababike kuthengisena ama trucks yibo ababangela ukuthi bona baku business abalandaba labantwana abalandaba lalaba abasebenzisa izidakamizwa lezi ungathola ukuthi bona abona ababathengisayo abasebenzisa ama trucks lawa abavumi lokuthi maybe abantu abanababo begazi basebenzisa lawa kodwa bafuna ukuthi bengela kanye bezo kodwa bebulala umphakathi.
Ifoni yakho ingani yeqa mnumzana Moyo, ngicela uthethe lapho khona zaphenduka kuwe. Timbozokera kuna Mozware Tania Marumga. Tania uri kutaura kuti organization yakho i organization yevanhu vanoshandisa zvinodhaka, and that's something that many people frown upon kuti muri kubudira pachena kuti muri kushandisa zvinodhaka. How important is zvakakosha nei, zvakakosha sei kuti kunge kune organization yakaita senyu, uye zverubatsiro rupi rwamuri kupa vanhu vari kushandisa zvinodhaka izvi?
So as I said, SEMPOD is an organization that is particularly under the harm reduction pillar. It is situated as information dissemination kuvanhu vanoshandisa zvinodhaka. We educate them kuti madrugs amuri kushandisa aya akashata hanti, and zvakakosha kuti tivepo isusu seZimpod pakuti no one really listens kuti vanhu vanoshandisa zvinodhaka vanoita nezvechii chaizvo chaizvo. And this thing of stigma and discrimination is really what we are trying to address. Because if I come out in the open about my drug use, then I can be also able to access health services. Because zvandiri kushandisa zvinokwanisa kuenda zvichidhaka zvichindikwadza muviri wangu. But at the same time, if I access health services, if I also hear zvinotaurwa namukoti and my doctors wangu, I would learn that I'm actually injuring myself. And right now, we don't do treatment in social services and other people who use drugs. We are into information dissemination, NEMA referral services. So, can a person who is a user, some educators, do you know drugs are like this? This is what they're doing to your body. This is what happens in prolonged use, or if you take high doses, aren't it? In your patients, you can know the principles of harm reduction. You can know the autonomy. Kuti someone gets to make a decision for themselves. Tinodzamutinodzidzisa munhu in a way yekuti nobody really ever gets to them. Most of the people are just stop, don't do drugs. And then the way yaunonzi muri macriminals, there's this stigma. You know, even if you're someone who uses occasionally, you are also part of that group. You're going to hear they are criminals, they are thugs. The society is angry about people who use drugs. And we understand that they can be violent, they are thieves, they are, you know, they're just unbearable to live with in the community. But we want the community to understand that this is a person who is using drugs, who probably needs help. And we've done support group where we meet NEMA users, my current users, and the original producers. Because when we have someone just decided, you know, maybe if I smoke a little mat, it's like to get a good time, pastime. My friends are doing it. Some of them are working on and stuff. Omomu needs to enhance the character power, a boost to the basa. You know, you can work more. We've met people who tell you I can't work without smoking, whether it's mat or even nicotine, chayo, kana crystal meth, or kuni at this days. Then you go and wonder what to do. We could be, it's like you're basically cooking yourself from the inside out.
Tanya, njengu idoro?
Yeah, njengu is alcohol. It's actually made of ethanol.
Okay.
Usually, it's like, muno Zimbabwe, and kune those sugar refinery companies, I think they were going to supply some of this ethanol in bulk. And then you go and all kune awo ngo chitaura nema police on the kune company rikugadzira in industry soko. So I think is, you know, their color, you know, taste, and then you know, in a funny labels, and then in a panini for brand label, like a name, I'm not going to mention names because I don't want to get into trouble, but in a sticker, you know, like a genuine alcohol brand, and but if it's either vodka or brand, so it comes in either colorless and it's a brown formula.
Hold it there, Tania. We are running off time, but I'll come back to you. For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking drug abuse among youth. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And joining me tonight is Mpumelelo Moyo, Bulawayo Councillor for Emganwini, and Tamia Marumga, Director of the organization Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. Mnumzana Moyo, mpenduke kuwe. Inje ngu uyashu lokuzenu Marumga lapho ukuthi butshwala. Yini ama policy makers though at a local level utshwala buzavunyelwa njani ukuthi bube sesitolo kodwa abantu nxa sebebuthenga sebenatha sokungama drugs sokubophisa? Councillor Moyo,
ngiyabonga injengulezi. Ngiyabonga injengulezi. I see utshwala obutholakala over the counter, utshwala obuthengisa ucatshile esingathi buyabe bufihlwa, utshwala obuchiphileyo, utshwala obujayele ukuba ngama-imports kumbe obuyenziwa kuma-backyards kumbe obuyenziwa kuma-industry lawa acatshileyo, asotshwala obuvumelwayo obuthengiswa ezitolo, njalo yibo obuyingozi kakhulu ebantwaneni labo esengengahlangana labo xa bekunatha lokhuyana kulelinye ibala balisebenzisayo ukuthi umuntu uyasticker, umthola engani seyinzombi engasakwanisi kwenza lutho, eselenga ukuthi noma usumfuqa umsunduza uma umtshaya ngempama bathiya besestikile engasakwanisi kwenza lutho. Mina kungiphatha kubi sibili indaba le enjengu. Ungakhumbula mhla ka-3 December ngiye ngenza i-tournament ye-drug and substance abuse awareness. Khathesi mhla ka-4 February 2023 ngiyayenza futhi eyinye, khathesi izabihlanele netball ngoba ngiyananzelela ukuthi izidakamizwa lezi zisetshenziswa ngabafana lamankazana. So khathesi sizabe sihlanganisile i-tournament leyo ukuthi sibafundise abanawo bami ukubana injengulezi ziyababulala imizimba. Uthola ukuthi umuntu noma esekhulile umzimba usabuyela uhlume ngendlela akumele ibe yiyo yona. Omunye osebenzisa ama-drugs onatha injengulezi noma ehamba laphana uyahle umbona ukuthi hhayi lowo ngusisi kumbe ngubhuti wenjengu, umzimba wakho uhle ubone usunciphile
limkotho limkotho lelo moya kuthiwa umuntu wenjengu ukhula ngekhanda. And I'm sorry we're out of time, but siyabonga Councillor lo Tania, sizaphinda sixoxe ngodaba olufanayo njalo kumsukwana ezizayo because this is a very important issue. And that brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank our guests, Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo for Emganwini in Bulawayo, and Tania Marumga, Director of the organization Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. Thank you also at home for listening and watching. I'm your host, Tumamili Nkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.